All right, joined per usual by pollster and Professor Spencer Kimball here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. We will analyze tomorrow's contest, but before we do, let's look back to this past Tuesday, back on the 8th of May. That was an interesting night of the races, Professor.
It sure was, and let's just jump right into North Carolina, where we saw our first incumbent congressperson lose. That would be Rob Pittenger. He lost to Mark Harris. Harris had been in Congress before, lost to Pittenger in the 2016 primary. So these two horses knew each other. They ran well, but Harris was able to pull it off by about 800 votes. And he will be facing Dan McCready, the Democratic nominee, in the 9th Congressional. And he actually got more votes in the Democratic primary than both Pittenger and Harris combined in the Republican. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shapes out in the fall. The 3rd District, Jones was able to carry that. If you're looking for a long shot race in North Carolina, I'd keep an eye out on that 2nd District, the Coleman holding race. That seems to be of some interest. But I guess the real highlight of the night was in West Virginia. The president got involved in this with Don Blankenship.
Yes,
he
did.
He was the outsider, if you recall, the coal factory with the, you know, all of that was going on. He ended up with 20% of the vote, and Morrissey takes the nomination with 35%. Jenkins, the congressman, he takes about 29-30% of the vote. What's interesting here is a guy like Blankenship, perhaps what the Republican primary saw in Alabama with a guy like Roy Moore, said, you know, we can't just nominate anybody and win. And it looks like Blankenship may have gotten the results of those previous losses. If you're looking for another long shot race, I would keep an eye on Jenkins' old seat in the 3rd Congressional. The Democrats ran pretty well there, and that would be something to certainly keep an eye on. If we jump over to Indiana, Mike Braun beat the two congressmen, Messer and Rokita. Messer's seat ended up going to Greg Pence in the 6th District. Pence won by 30 points. Remember, that's the vice president's brother. And Jim Baer took Rokita's seat in the 4th District in a really tight race. It was Braun and Morales. His two opponents really were being more pro-Trump. Who could be more pro-Trump? They ended up kind of splitting the vote and let Baird take the nomination there. Then I think what's most important is Ohio, because as goes Ohio, so goes the nation come presidential politics. And in the governor race, the Elizabeth Warren-backed candidate Cordray, he took the Democratic nomination by 30-plus points over Dennis Kucinich. And DeWine took the Republican nomination over Taylor by about 20 points. So it's going to be interesting to watch how that plays out in the general election. In the Senate race, Sherrod Brown will be facing Jim Renacci out of the 16th District. In his district, had a good primary between Gonzalez and Hagan. Gonzalez was able to beat Hagan by about 10 points up in the 16th. So that would be something. Probably the 16th is safe. The 12th is still going to have that special election in August. But those are kind of the big highlights from Tuesday night.
Well, tomorrow, said we get to it. We are going to right now. And so looking ahead to tomorrow, this Tuesday, give me, Professor, a state that you're most interested in, I guess, out of Ohio, Idaho, Nebraska, Oregon, and of course Pennsylvania.
Well, I think it's got to be Pennsylvania. If we recall this spring, the court stepped in and said, hey, your 18 congressional districts, those have to be redesigned, and they were redesigned. So if you remember Connor Lamb, who won the 18th district in that special election, he's now running in the 17th district. Rick Saccone, who is running against Lamb as the Republican, he's now running in the 14th district, and he's having trouble getting his nomination over a state senator, because a lot of people are saying, hey, we spent $11 million on you, Saccone, and you lost. Now let's give somebody else a chance. So Pennsylvania, I think, is real interesting at the congressional level. The Wolf and Casey, they're fine at the governor and the Senate. Nothing really interesting from the Republicans coming out over there. I would also keep an eye out over in Idaho. Idaho's got a very competitive governor's race. Otter stepped down. And so we've got really three Republicans running out there. Now, Idaho's a state that hasn't, you know, it's got a Republican trifecta. It's had a, you know, House, State House, Senate, and governorships for about 25 years, 24 years. So hard to think that the Democrats will be able to take back the governor, but they are running some pretty decent candidates in their primary as well. So I'm looking at the GOP and Democratic primaries out in Idaho. In Nebraska, actually, Howard Buffett's old district, the second district, Warren Buffett's father, the Democrats have a pretty strong candidate, Brad Ashford, who was in Congress and is running again. He's got an opponent, Kara Eastman. Eastman's a local organizer out of Omaha, and that's going to be a tight primary. And I would keep an eye on that second district because it only went for Trump by 2 points. It's been a long time since it's been a plus 20 Republican district. So this is a seat that if the Democrats are looking to take back the House, that would be one that they'd be looking at.